The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly, back after a few weeks off. Hope you enjoyed the classical music during this hour, during most of that time. And we've got a nice lineup of live performances that'll be happening in our studio during the noon hour this week. Today's program features a group from Champaign-Urbana called The Curses. They are going to be performing at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana Wednesday night, along with a duo from Pittsburgh called Broken Fences. The Curses are with us live on the studio in the studio today, and looking forward to hearing some of the sorts of things that they do, which they describe as interesting mix of the sound of 20s-style jazz, swing, folk, and country, updated in their really rather unusual way. Stay tuned. It's The Curses, live on Live and Local, this hour on FM 90.9. We just heard Jelly Roll Morton from his piano rolls that were made in the 1920s. That was called, which one did I play? I think I played Midnight Mama here on Live and Local, although that sounds more like it was Dead Man Blues. Now I've forgotten. I'm Kevin Kelly, back from a few weeks off, and boy, can you tell it today, not least because we had a technical change that I haven't been educated in how to work our new router in our studio here, so that's why the silence a few times, but we'll get it right by tomorrow. On today's program, I think we've got an interesting show for you, certainly an interesting band. They're called The Curses, and they're playing a show at the Iron Post in Urbana, which is in downtown Urbana, Wednesday night at 8 o'clock with a duo that are called Broken Fences. A couple of interesting names of bands, as often happens these days. This group has a quintet of mixed instruments, particularly in the case of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah, we're counting here, in the case of one of their members, who I think I counted, well, I'm going to count it right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 instruments, 8 or 9, he's lost count himself. In any event, The Curses are Benjamin, is it Spoden?
Yes, that's right.
On the resonator guitar, David Cheng, who plays all those everything, which you'll sample in a little bit. David Garcia on the percussion. He's got the cajon he's sitting on today. Chris Durand has been on the show before. He's on bass. And Claire Cannon was on the show once, but not playing for us. She was talking a bit about another group she's involved in. And she's on the violin. They are The Curses, and my first question is, why are you The Curses? It looks like Benjamin. Do you prefer Ben, by the way?
Ben's fine, yeah.
Ben, all
right. Whatever works.
So you're gearing up to answer, it looks like.
Well, The Curses are pretty much, a lot of other bands I've been in have been completely different, and I've been lucky enough to meet this group of people to make it what it is. I don't really go into projects knowing what I'm going to be doing off the bat, and getting together with these guys has really been just kind of feeding off how they play and the instruments, the acoustic instruments that they use define what we've become, which is more of a, it's all over the place, but we kind of classify it as Americana just to make it easy. It goes from swing, blues, jazz sometimes, country, so we just kind of want to narrow it down to roots. Swing is another big one too, but
your Facebook page or wherever, or maybe it's your website or both, wherever I got the basic description, specifically this suggests 1920s sound of various kinds,
yeah.
Which is why I picked Jelly Roll Morton as your lead.
Well,
we're more fair that is.
You'll see. Well, you'll see some of that. I mean, not exactly Jelly Roll Morton, but the swing, the old time feel. You'll get in some songs. We also touch on rock and roll, just old-time 50s rock and roll. The essence of what we're doing, I think, naturally together is just using the instruments we play and for what they're being used for, like upright bass, horns. It's not guitar, bass, drums, like a rock and roll format, that kind of stuff. So we're really just embracing what we're playing together and making all original music that we all, you know, I write most of the material. Chris has a couple songs, and just having a lot of fun. So
the name, The Curses.
Oh, we know we got kind of a dark, a sense of humor, I guess you'd say. I tend to write songs that are happy sounding, but are more about mortality and dying.
or not so happy sounding,
but I like the contrast of writing something happy and being kind of serious at the same time.
It's a nice sugar coating you got.
Yes, it's gleaming with this group of
people.
So
you feel that you're cursed? Is that
no, not really. I just,
when we first started this band, we went through me and Ben kind of founded this in my living room, and we went through a number of drummers, and it was always, we were cursed because we couldn't find the right one, I guess. But Nick Stefanik, who is a teacher here in town, was our first drummer and on our first two albums. And he moved to Florida to pursue a doctorate degree. And David Garcia just seemed to fit. So now we have our second drummer, who's been with us for, how long have you been with us? A year and a half, maybe?
A bit over a year.
And it's working out nicely. It's kind of changed our sound, and we've kind of changed our persona. We play the streets of Champaign quite a bit. You might see us busking out on a Saturday, a Friday night, and just kind of having fun with it.
Have you done their new, the Downtown Champaign, whatever they're calling, the new Friday series?
Friday Night Live.
Yeah,
Friday Night Live,
that's
right.
We're scheduled to do that, I think, on the 31st.
Of this month?
So, yes. It's coming.
Okay, so we can preview this sort of preview then of two upcoming gigs at least.
You might find us. We usually play right in front of the Blind Pig underneath the old Rick Orr, or the flower shop there in the corner across from Rita Maria. We've been playing there for over about a year and on random occasions. And I think that's what really made us define what sound we're at right now. It's more of a street acoustic thing rather than a bar amplified rock and roll, whatever. So,
well, I for one appreciate the non-amplification.
Yeah, I just feel fortunate to play with a bunch of good musicians, great musicians, and it makes sense. The songs that I was writing were kind of out of place in a rock and roll format, which was where I was at before I started playing with these guys.
Although I assume that in a club setting, given that David, you're going to have a full drum kit or a partial drum kit usually, or,
you know, we ask that question probably once a week whenever we practice. I do play the drum set, and actually, interestingly enough, I no longer own a drum set, and part of that decision was that I used to work as a professional musician in Southern California. The traps were my first instrument, and when I moved here to Champaign, you know, working in clubs and stuff, they're very rock-centric. And I love rock, and I love hard rock and all that stuff. But when you're trying to bring more acoustic instruments into the mix, you want to start to control your volume levels a little more. And it's hard to do that when what the engineers are used to or what they feel like the show should be about is more of a higher volume level. And also the sheer fact of the economy of, you know, gigs these days, you know, they don't pay much. And, you know, I'm still like, I'm the first to arrive and the last one to leave. So I got all this gear and I find myself going home at 2:30 in the morning, having to unload all this stuff. So, you know, the cajon was an instrument I was interested in for a very long time. I've been a hand percussionist for a very long time as well. And, I was very interested in busking as well, and the cajon kind of like solved all these problems at once. So when I got the cajon and I started playing with the Curses, it just became a thing, like spontaneous, hey, let's go play on the street. And then eventually we're like, wait, this is more than just like a fun thing that we're doing, like, hey, let's go play the street. It's like, oh, well, we're a street band now, you know, because that's what we're doing more regularly. And
that means you can't haul a big drum set around.
Yeah, and it does change easily. The character of how things sound sonically. For instance, especially the rhythm section, Chris has really changed his style of playing a lot. He's really the second drummer, so we operate as one unit, and he does a lot of slapping on the neck and stuff. And those are things that really get lost with all the overtones that the drum set has, especially in loud volume settings. So there's a warmth that it imbues to everything that's really, really nice.
And for those who don't know what a cajon is, it's basically a box. I mean, you're just sitting on this kind of rectangular, well, it's not a cube because it's not a cube, but it's a rectangular cube.
Yeah, the word cajon is actually
literally... And there's vibrating strings inside.
Yeah, that's right. This particular model has snares. Cajon is all the rage right now, kind of like ukuleles. Mm. I mean, I guess you can go into a Guitar Center now and see ukuleles. Cajons are in every percussion shop in the United States, and maybe even in Europe, too, because of their affordability. And also, a lot of drum set drummers relate to the fact that the tones are very similar. I mean, you have your bass, and you have your snare. You know, so you could play a lot of the same types of beats.
And all you did was hit two different spots on one side of the box.
That's right. And so cajon literally in Spanish means large box, and it's an Afro-Peruvian instrument. And then it's kind of spread in popularity first, you know, was introduced to Spain and flamenco, which originally had no percussion. And, you know, nowadays you see it in every style of music.
And enables you, it's not as loud, so everybody else can be heard a little bit.
That's right.
Why don't we let everybody be heard? We've been talking enough here.
All right.
The Curses, what do you want to open with?
This song is called Naps. It's about kind of waking up. Lazy afternoon, going for a walk, and just kind of enjoying the nice rainy day. So we've had a little bit of that the last couple of days, so I decided to start it off with it. So here we go. We'll be right back.
The Curse is a tune called Naps, right? As in taking them, which I've had plenty of those in the last couple of weeks, not being here for a while. Could use a few more, but not with that kind of energy going on. I don't think I'll be getting one during this hour, and hopefully our listeners won't either. The Curses will be playing at the Iron Post in Urbana this Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock. The band that's going to open for them, called Broken Fences, is a duo out of Pittsburgh, who'll be coming in for that show. Ben Spoden is the singer on that one, and primary songwriter, resonator guitar as well. You know, I thought, I don't know why I thought this, maybe it usually is this way, I always thought that the resonator sort of had to be amplified, obviously not.
Well, it's really kind of the nature of it is there's a speaker cone in there. I mean, it doesn't have to be. It's actually on the contrary. I mean, resonator guitars were made to be more amplified before amplifiers were made, I mean, where they were invented. So in order for guitarists back, I guess, in the 40s, 30s, before the big amplifier explosion when Les Paul did it.
Well, the Dole brothers actually came up with it. That's where the term Dole Bro comes from.
Yeah.
Actually. They wanted to get a louder sound, and so they could be heard with, you know, horn sections and other big bands, and it kind of evolved from there.
Well, that certainly makes sense. I guess I've generally seen them in the context of an overly amplified band.
Right. Yeah.
But maybe that's because everybody does overly amplified bands, except you guys.
Yeah. Well, we try to go the complete opposite route. Play the instruments that project themselves and don't need to be amplified.
We heard the kind of harmony, well, I don't know what you'd call it. I guess kind of a harmony instrument in that case was the melodica.
Yeah, I was playing rhythm mostly on there.
Some of the chords going on. Melodica looks like yours looked like a slightly more sophisticated version of what can look like a toy, where you kind of blow into a keyboard. You know, take a small, well, let's say accordion keyboard, and take it out of the accordion, blow into the end, and you have a melodica, something like that.
Yeah, just kind of replace the bellows on an accordion with your own lungs, you know, and then you just provide
human
all
bellows.
The wind power. Yeah, human wind power, you know.
Fair enough. David Chang playing that instrument in that tune, and he's handed it off for. Did you pick up the trumpet for the next? Yeah.
Yep.
And then we have Chris Strand on the bass, David Garcia playing the cajon, which is the percussion instrument, and Claire Cannon on the violin. In this context, Claire, is it appropriate to call it a violin or a fiddle?
It's a fiddle.
It's a fiddle.
I call it fiddling. I know, it's clever.
Yeah, very.
Because I do bring classical elements. I've actually really enjoyed my experience in this band just because I've had the opportunity to combine a genre that I'm not as experienced in with my classical background. So it's been a lot of fun to kind of experiment with that mixture of classical technique, I guess, and kind of melody structure with fiddle.
Whatever you call what they're doing.
Yeah.
Well, and we mentioned
mentioned
up front that you played in another band, at least one other band. Mm-hmm. The one I know about is the Duke of Uke and his Novelty Orchestra, which in a way is not completely unrelated to these guys, at least in the novelty part.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me.
Yeah, I feel like it's pretty rare to see a group like this, especially. I mean, Dave Chang, I feel like, really brings a uniqueness to us because, I mean, on every song he's playing a different instrument. It's pretty beautiful.
In fact, we haven't even had a song yet, and he's changed the instrument. You had the trumpet, and now he's got the flute.
We're compressing our set, so.
Well, so we don't have to compress the set too far. What is going to feature the flute?
This song is called "The Whistling Man." It's a true story about a gentleman that used to walk through our neighborhood in Urbana, by Crystal Lake Park there, and I could hear him coming from blocks away. He just walk by every day and just whistle very loudly. And I got to know him, and we just used to kind of rap on the yard or whatever, and he told me one day that he got a citation for whistling too loud, and really kind of struck me.
Is that on the books?
I never really went to public records. I just took his word for it.
You can't whistle too loud.
But he was in his own house.
It's a noise ordinance more than anything.
True.
I think it's his neighbor.
So the legend goes.
You know how these urban legends go. But that Dave tells a different story than I do, probably.
That guy whistles so loud.
But
if you live next to him and you don't like whistling, what do you do? I mean,
so the flute is standing in for the whistler? Is that the idea?
No, we just whistle.
We'll stand in for the whistler.
We'll find out. Okay. So it's called The Whistling Man.
The Whistling Man.
The Curses, live on Live and Local. So is it hard to whistle right after you play the flute?
Not so bad. They're both puckers.
Pucker instruments. Oh, yeah.
It's actually rest because you get to switch. Every time I switch embouchures, it kind of rests the muscles of the other one. So I'd rather whistle and play flute than just play flute the entire song.
Or whistle the entire song.
Both would get tiring.
The Whistling Man is the name of that tune. By The Curses, heard here live in our studio on Live and Local. They're going to be playing at the Iron Post in Urbana Wednesday night, starting at 8 o'clock. Now, does the other group, Broken Fences, start at 8, or you all start at 8?
Broken Fences will be starting at 8.
And then you'll be on 9, 9:30,
yeah,
something like
about
that.
About 9, probably.
And playing till you're done.
Till we're done.
You know, it occurs to me that I think Three of the shows we have for folks this week on Live and Local are Iron Post shows. The Hathaways are going to be on with Tom Torino on, I said the Hathaways. I think you're not supposed to use the Hathaways with Tom Torino doing a Peruvian show Thursday for us. And I forget which night they're going to be at the Iron Post. That might be Thursday. And then Donna Harula, who's a blues singer out of Chicago, is going to be there, I think, also on Friday. She'll be on our show on Friday. I think we have the Kevin Lucas Orchestra tomorrow. Mike Pritchard, our sound engineer, doesn't know that yet, which is they were on here once before. It's quite an adventure because he has this enormous... I think it's the full 5-octave marimba, and trying to get it in here required virtually complete disassembly and then reassembly. I think he's on tomorrow. We need to confirm that. I've been away, so I haven't quite been able to check that out. And then we have a fellow who's going to be making a return appearance, but finally I think he's going to play for us live. He's come in and talked and played some of his CDs. He's a wonderful artist on the brass-strung Celtic harp named Patrick Ball. He will be here on Wednesday, and he has enough travel time to get in here early enough, and it's warm enough that the harp can get acclimated easily, and he'll be at Heartland Gallery on Wednesday night. So that's what we've got the rest of the week. I can't remember when we've last had a week with 5 live performances on the show, so it's a really cool way to be back after a vacation. And some fun stuff here from The Curses. I'm Kevin Kelly. Live and Local does come to you currently during the noon hour, but we'll be announcing officially very soon, and you might be hearing it for the first time. The show's going to be moving to 4 o'clock from 4 to 5, starting the day after Labor Day, which I think is Tuesday, September the 4th. Meanwhile, enjoy your Live and Local at noon for the next few weeks. Let's see. We've got now that we've got the accordion up from... David Chang doesn't look like he's going to change it immediately. So you're strapped in and ready to ride. What do we got next?
The song's called 65. It's a pretty cute little number about mortality, like I was talking about earlier.
It's about a retirement system, too, or lack thereof.
Yeah, just the thought of, you know.
You're not suggesting that 65 is the year of mortality.
No. I could go on. It's just the failure of that system and how it's probably not going to be there for that many more people. If it's not that way already, I don't know. I'm only like 34, so I don't have to worry about it. But
yeah.
I should probably start a savings account and stuff and just dump money somewhere.
The mattress account.
The mattress account is probably...
It'll earn you as much interest in the mattress.
That's true. Maybe safer, though.
So, yeah, it's a cheeky song that way. Okay.
Two, one, two, three, four. I'm 33 and working. The hardest in my life. Gotta see some red dude go down on aisles. Well, I spent a long time thinking about who I'm gonna be. You can't take away this pride in my heart. Well, I'm gonna build up a foundation for the young ones and the wife. Well, I guess it's time I do something with myself. This crazy world we live in gets harder every day. Well, I retire, work until I'm dead. 65, 65, how will we all get by? When we're 65, 65, 65. 65, 65, how will we all get by? When we're 65, 65, 65. Well, when I'm 6 feet under, I hope you all are fine. Y'all should know I did my best to provide. When I leave this world behind me, I find my peace of mind, knowing that my family will be fine. 65, 65, 65, how will we all get by? When we're 65, 65, 65. 65, 65, how will we all get by? When we're 65, 65, 65.
Go on, Dave Chang.
Ah-ha!
should know I did my best to provide. 65, 65, oh, will we all get by when we're 65, 65, 65. 65, 65, how will we all get by when we're 65, 65, 65? Oh, 65, 65, how will we all get by when we're 65, 65, 65? 65, 65, how will we all get by when we're 65, 65, 65?
That's kind of fun you're in for, folks, if you go out to the Iron Post Wednesday night at 8 o'clock and hear The Curses. The show will be opened by a duo called Broken Fences, who will sample in a little bit here on Live and Local, there where they are live in our studio right now. That was Ben Spoden's tune called
65.
65. I almost forgot there for a second. Ben on the resonator guitar, David Chang playing on accordion on that one, Dave Garcia on the drums, the cajon, and Chris Strand the bass, Claire Cannon on the fiddle in or the violittle. Violittle, I thought that
fiddle-in
up over
can
going.
Be, I feel like it can be easily mistaken for just fiddling.
Fiddling, right.
Yeah.
But the violittle, there's nothing
yeah,
like it.
That's yeah. Great.
That's a good name for a bluegrass band.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'll take you can give credit. Your next show.
Do I have
if
to?
You decide to use okay. It again.
So I need to say your name every time you
should. Yeah. DM'd host of Live and Local on FM 90.9. We got to, as they say in marketing, drive people to the show, drive people to your website, drive people to your gig.
Physically. That's what it takes.
Yeah.
That gas is expensive. We have to drive them home from the gigs.
Oh, God.
Well, if they drink too much, then somebody should. That's for sure. Somebody other than the drinker. David Chang, did I hear you say when you were setting up that you recently picked up the accordion?
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of your newer instruments?
Yeah, I've got that probably about maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah, he also plays the melodica and the piano, so it was kind of
yeah. It wasn't a big reach for me.
What did you start with?
I got a little bit of piano lessons, and then I quit because I didn't like practicing. And then I started playing the French horn, and you can't really gig with a French horn, so I started playing all the other instruments.
And as needed when as time needed. Came along. Well, I hope that we have time to hear this. What is this, a double bell euphonium?
Double bell euphonium. It has two bells, and you switch between the two bells with the fourth valve.
All right, so whatever your set list has, we've got to get to whatever that song, that one, requires. That one. Okay, fair enough. Doesn't have to be next, I'm just saying. We got 22 minutes. But he's got the trumpet up here again, right. So...
I was just trying to read this up.
Well, it's changed like 5 times by now, but...
Fair enough.
Betsy again?
Betsy, you know. Sorry, Dave.
This is why Dave loves us all. We'll be on stage and call out songs that are wrong, and he's got to switch
it. Does this mean no trumpet?
No, just the mute comes out.
Oh, the mute was in.
Hand mute instead of breast.
Fair enough. The Curses. Live.
Betsy, my dear, your love for me, it's clear. I see it in those big brown eyes. You wait home for me, keeping yourself company. Walking in the park to pass the time. just me and you. Bats in my love, swaying by them. Stars above them. You and I, we were meant to be together. From the first time we met, you know I knew that you would be my pet. It's destiny that brought us together. You lie close to me upon my bed, head rest upon my shoulder. You grow restless and let out a sigh before that night it's over. Oh, Betsy. Is it wrong after all you are? Just my dog and I am just a man with no direction. No, I never worry, 'cause you'll always be there for me.
The Curses, this time featuring Chris Strand on the vocals. Would that be called Betsy, by any chance?
Yes, it's a love song about my dog.
Oh. And is that, I assume that if, since you were the lead vocals in that one, that implies that you wrote that song.
Yeah, I did. It's we about were walking around dog. The park that I live by and just kind of came to me. So I wrote it down.
What kind of dog?
A pit bull.
She's a little,
she's a little pit bull terrier. I love her.
And you still have both arms and
oh yeah, she's a
life.
Lover. She'll lick you to death.
Yeah.
They get a bad rep that breed does.
That depends what you train them to do. And
very
if you
much
train
so.
Them to be lovers, I guess that works too.
But she was a pound dog that we got with heartworm and a bunch of troubles, and now she's a great pet.
So you solved her troubles and she loved you for it.
I guess.
Before she it's the Curses. They're gonna be at the Iron Post in Urbana. Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, there's a band opening for them called Broken Fences. They come out of Pittsburgh. Curses are local here to Champaign-Urbana. And I thought we'd let you hear a little bit of Broken Fences. They are just two people, Morgan Arena and what's guy's name?
Guy Russo, I believe.
Guy Russo, there we go. I've got that written in another spot. And this is from their debut LP. LP. I did say LP, but it's also on a CD as well. I called, logically enough, Broken Fences. We're playing track two, track four, and I frankly forget what it's called because the CD's in the other studio. I'll tell you when they're done. Broken Fences here on Live and Local.
Escape, I guess it's changed.
That tune was called Today It's Raining on Just You from the CD called Broken Fences, which is also the name of the duo. They obviously joined by some other instrumentalists here who I'm not able to give credit because this is a promotional copy. It doesn't have a lot of notes on it. But they're going to be opening the show on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock for The Curses, who are with us live on live and local here on FM 90.9. The show on Wednesday will be at the Iron Post, which is in downtown Urbana. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Sweeney Brothers Carpet and Rug Gallery of Bloomington, featuring in-plant area rug cleaning using the master rug cleaning method. Sweeney Brothers at 11 Westport Court on Bloomington's east side, where the beauty of a room starts with the floor. Well, we have the double-headed hydra here, the double bell euphonium, which David Chang is going to play for us. And why don't you just give us a little quick demonstration? Because, I mean, I've never seen or even heard of one of these things.
Well, it's got a euphonium sound, which is the big bell. And you've got the a smaller bell that sounds more like a trombone. And then you can do the same pitch, so you can switch between the two.
And the question is, why?
Well, they're from, designed for marching. In particular, when the World's Fair came out, they wanted a marching instrument that could both cover the low part as well as, I guess, the part of the solo part. And hence the two bells.
And if they had a shortage of players, then you just hand the parts off to one guy and say, here, yep, cover everything, buddy.
I can't afford a trombonist and a double bell, euphonium player, so we'll just combine instruments.
And these went away in 1914?
I think around 1920 they stopped making them.
How did you get hold of one?
I found this hanging on a wall in a music shop in Dayton, Ohio. And I go, hey, I don't play any low brass. And this would be two. This would be a twofer.
So there you go. Well, it's going to figure in the next song by the Curses, which is called what?
Filthy Floor.
Filthy Floor.
Yeah. It's
Now you're making me look around to see if the cleaning people have been in here.
It's not about this room. It's actually a very nice room.
It's a song about waking up after a nap.
Yeah, that's usually, it's probably my old apartment, probably. Anyway, there's the featured double bell euphonium on this guy here. So,
a Ben Spoden special, live on Live.
Sports, I have a fancy car. The rejection would be more than I could ever take. Chicken out. Well, when there's something in my way, I'll go around. I will stare at this filthy floor. I will stare at this filthy floor. I'll stare at this filthy floor till I die. Till I die. Till I die, till I die.
Curses with Benjamin Spoden on the vocals and David Chang on the, now I just want to call it a hydra, but it's a double-headed euphonium. They are the Curses here on Live and Local. They'll be at the Iron Post in Urbana, Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock. And Ben, I would love to know what's in your record collection.
It's all over the place.
I would imagine.
Is the soundtrack to Oliver?
Yeah.
That's a good show.
It's all over.
Cabbies agree.
Led Zeppelin.
Every Tom Waits Bowie album, every Johnny Cash, Zappa, the Beatles, of course, some classical stuff. I don't even know anymore.
He's got a big record collection.
It's
actual records.
Real records.
Real.
That's why I don't. Yeah, my house is... No, it does not have a TV or anything. It's just a bunch of records. So that's what I do when I'm cleaning the house or I'm chilling out for entertainment.
And did you write the description of the Curses that's on your website?
Yes, I did. Probably
then
years
you
ago.
Don't mind if I quote from it here because sort of is nice.
Why not?
Well, I mean, it kind of describes a lot of what we've been hearing, and besides, it's just fun to read. So here we go. Quote, stylistically, you might indulge in the flavors of Hank Williams-type fixins washed down with a bottle of Tom Waits' favorite whiskey, followed by decadent glop of, it should be a decadent glop of Brian yeah. Setzer's Grandma's Mystery Pudding, unquote. Brian Setzer, sort of a contemporary swing guy.
Yeah.
Did you remember writing that?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
And is that mystery
That's
pudding?
A rarity, yeah.
What state of mind I was in, I would probably go more towards inebriated.
Yeah. So the mystery pudding is probably somewhere on that filthy floor.
Yeah, that's... Smart guy, you're putting it all together here.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, it's me. Well, you are listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I've been off for a few weeks, and it's been fun to come back to this band live in our studio. You can go hear them Wednesday night. And then you said probably, you think, the last Friday on the Friday Night Live series, Downtown Champaign.
Yeah, the 31st, I believe, is the date. It'll be 7 or 8 o'clock, I think is when they've been doing. Okay. And
they'll be busking on the street.
Check out our Facebook page, you know. We will post when we're playing the street on there usually, and
usually
it's mostly
five
sporadic.
Minutes before we go
it's
to
sporadic,
street.
But
yeah, Facebook and
find
Twitter.
Find us on there, and if you're using that, you know, quite often, like many people are, you'll see us pop something up there sporadically.
We give you 20 minutes notice.
Yeah, especially before the weather changes and everything, we're gonna try to.
But we're usually an hour late, so. But factor that into it. So. Oh,
that's what Twitter's for, right? That's
I don't even know what to do with Twitter yet.
Well, the Curses are Benjamin Spoden, David Chang, David Garcia, Chris Strand, and Claire Cannon. And it's been a delight to have you all on the show. We have sort of time to let you take us out with part of a number. Let me tell listeners first, however, you're listening to 90.9 WYLFM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. We are a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. Take it away, Curses.
Johnny Cash and Death Row Tulsa.